Gemara says on Beizam and Aleph, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shua. Nebema Amar Besula Nisis Leom Haravi. But if you should know, he has man below Nisu, Ochos Mishalov, Ochos Mishum. We have a Mishnah on Daphne Zion that we've seen before that says that after 12 months, Nosnan Besula Shema Sachodish Mishitava Abal of Ranis Asma, we give the Besula 12 months to get herself together. So after that time, the Nisun is supposed to take place. He did the Eirusin, and then after 12 months, they're supposed to do Nisun. What happens if he gives man to Nisun? Let's say the 12 months came, and the husband doesn't want to get married. He says that he's not prepared. So the Mishnah says in that Nizayinam and Aleph, Ophos Mishalova, Ophos Mishum. Then the husband is obligated to give mizonos to his wife. Since after they get married, the husband is obligated to give her mizonos, to feed her. So if the reason why they're not getting married is because of the husband's fault, he doesn't want to go through with it at this point. He wants to wait longer. So then he's punished, he's penalized, and he has to give her mizonos. He gives man below nisu, ochlos mishalova, ochlos mishum. So says Rabbi Yosef, yochel, he gives man beachad mishadis yeh malo mizonos. I would think, let's say he gives man, let's say the 12 months come on Sunday, so then he should have to give her mizonos because Sunday is a zman for the nisun of the besula. Kashani the besula nisis liyom harabi. That's why the Mishnah says that the besula gets married on Wednesday, not on Sunday. They teach me that in this situation, where higia zman velo nisu, even if higia zman on Sunday, there's no obligation to give mizonos. It's only if higia zman on Wednesday. Then he doesn't want to get married, then there's an obligation for him to give her mizonos starting with that. That's what Rav Yosef said in his initial statement. Okay? So, Amar Rav Yosef, Mare Davram, Rebbeinu Da'alma Kula, Toli Tanya B'dlo Tanya. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Rav Yosef got sick later in life and he forgot a lot of what he... A lot of the statements that he made, he wasn't so sure about them. So he quoted Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel as making a statement, but it didn't make any sense to him. So he was sort of distressed by the statement. He didn't really understand what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel could have had in mind. And then he felt maybe he just forgot the statement and he just didn't remember it properly. So he was all upset. What exactly was he upset about? Toli Tanya below Tanya. What does that mean? So Rashi says Toli Tanya below Tanya. But we have a Mishnah, the Sulanisis Liyam Haravi. So you're going to tell me that the reason for that Mishnah is another Mishnah, which it is some other statement, which is not a Mishnah? That's how the Gemara was assuming where Yosef was saying initially. Tolu Tani Below Tani means you're told that our Mishnah in a statement that is not a Mishnah. So that's what the Gemara says. That's not correct. Hai Tanya Bahai Lo Tanya, Ha Tanya Ba Tanya. They're both Mishnais. Not only is Besula Nisis Liyom Harvi a Mishnah, but Ochos Mishma Ochos Mishum is also a Mishnah. So what's the problem? This is a Mishnah, and that's a Mishnah. Yemara Eliyat Mahavima. I'm sorry. Elatanya, Elatoli Tanya, the Mefarish Taima, but the Tanya Lomish Farish Tanya. Rabbi Yosef's kasha was that Yatola and the Mishnah of Besula Nisis Liyom Haravi with the Mishnah of Ochlos Mishalov or Ochlos Mishuma, there's no reason said in the Mishnah of Ochlos Mishalov or Ochlos Mishuma. Look at Rashi for a moment. Rashi de Maskal Elatan. Mishnah say, no time on the first Besoka, Kadesh Yashkim Lebezdin. Why is Besula Nisis Liyom Haravi? Our Mishnah says that Amaya Beshabes, Badidini Yoshrim, Yamashay, Yamachamishi, Chapayla Tanas Besula, my Mashkim Lebezdin. So, the kashya is that our Mishnah gives a reason. Yashkim Levesdin. The Yigiyazman ain't shum tam befurishba. There's no tam, no reason in the Mishnah of Yigiyazman and Afrin Zayin. Lomar mitneimah. If Yigiyazman be'echa b'sham b'sein amal l'mizonos. If you're telling me that this statement Rabbi Yosef is mistaken, this statement Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel made was Yigiyazman melanissu rochlos mishlo rochlos b'tshuma. And Dafka Higiyazman on Wednesday, not on Sunday, doesn't say in the Mishnah there on Dafka Zion any difference between Wednesday and Sunday. So here we have a Mishnah that says Besulah Nisus Liyom Harvi. Here there is a distinction between Wednesday and any other day. And here the Mishnah gives a reason. There, the Mishnah is talking about Mizonos. It doesn't give a reason to distinguish between Wednesday and Sunday. So how can you connect our Mishnah, which does give a reason to distinguish between Wednesday and Sunday, with the Mishnah left in Zion, which doesn't give a reason to distinguish between Wednesday and Sunday? That's the Kasha of Yosef is saying. Eloiit Mahachir, Amar Yehuda, Meshmuel, Neymar, Amar Besulah, Nisus, the Amar Avi, Shemayo, Atanas, Besulah, my Mashkim, Lebezin. Rabbi Yosef quoted Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel as making a different statement. Not as we said, that he gives not more Nisim. The reason for our Mishnah has nothing to do with Mizamis. Right? The reason for our Mishnah is exactly what the Mishnah says. That so frankly, the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel was saying the following. We know the reason why Besulah Nisim is Liyom Harvi. But if the reason why Besulah Nisus is the Omeravi is Imhaya, Lotayas Besulah, my Mashkin Lebezdin, so let them get married on Sunday, because Mashna, there's no difference between Wednesday or Sunday if the reason is Mashkin Lebezdin. So for Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, now the reason why they get married on Wednesday, not on Sunday, is because Shaktu Chachamim al Takanas Benos Yisrael, Shiei Pareh Besuda Shlosh Yamin. Echad b'Shabbos, v'Sheni b'Shabbos, v'Shlishi b'Shabbos. U'Berevi kol'sana. There are really two parts to the Takana. The din of Besulah Nisus Liyom Harvi, the reason for this din is really two different elements together. The reason why Wednesday, as opposed to, let's say, Thursday or Tuesday, that's because the Besdin is Yoshev B'Yom HaChamishi, and Ha'ilotan is Besulah Me'mashkim LeBesdin. But the reason why Wednesday and not Sunday is not because of Mashkim Lebezdin, because you just as easily could be Mashkim Lebezdin if they got married on Sunday. The reason why Wednesday and not Sunday is because there's a new concept called Shok. Shok tu chachamim al takanas benos Yisrael, chazal were diligent. They were very careful about takanas benos Yisrael, that they wanted the chosen to be tarayat besuda, to prepare for the suda. What does that mean, to prepare for the suda? Let me show them, say it means to prepare for the chasana, the suda of the chasana itself. From the Ramban, from the Rashba, from other Rishonim, it sounds like we want him to prepare for all the sudas of the Shiras Yimei HaMishteh before the chasana, not just for the suda of the chasana, but that all the sudas of the Shiras Yimei HaMishteh should be prepared before the chasana, so that he won't be busy preparing sudas, he'll be able to be sameach with his wife. So that Shoktu tells us, that's the reason why Chazal say that they shouldn't get married on Sunday. Because if they got married on Sunday, then he wouldn't have the 3 days to prepare. Because if he's going to prepare before Shabbos, the food's not going to stay. Right? If they got married on Sunday, you have to prepare, Thursday. Friday is difficult to prepare. You have to prepare on Thursday. It's like 3 days before the Chasana. And then he's not going to have the food for all the Shiras Yimei HaMishteh. Maybe not even for the chasana, it's not going to be enough to prepare for the chasana. So that's not good. Chazal was shocked to al-Takonas benos Yisrael that the chasana should prepare for the chasana, for the Shiras Yimei HaMishteh. So therefore they said, don't get married on Sunday. Even though mitzad ikrurei daita, mitzad hainas besulim, Sunday and Wednesday is the same, there's no difference. But mitzad shocked to al-Takonas benos Yisrael, Sunday is not as good as Wednesday, because Chazal wanted to be 3 days of preparation in the week before the Chasana. So that's the maskon. The real statement Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel was making was not why is Besulah Nisus Liyom Harvi as opposed to Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaChamishi, but that we have a reason. The Mishnah says the reason. You don't need another reason. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel was being mechadesh, why Wednesday, not Sunday? The reason of Mashkim Lebezdin can apply to Sunday too. For that he was Mechadesh, there's another reason. Really two reasons playing a role over here. There's Mashkim Lebezdin, and there's Shoktu Chachan Ma'atakaraz Meros Yisrael. Okay, that's the Gemara. The maskon of the Gemara is that there really are two reasons why the Psula's Nisa is Liyom Harvi. Why Yom Harvi and not Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaChamishi? That's because of Mashkim Lebezdin. Why Yom Harvi and not Yom Rishon? That's because of Shoktu. Shoktu Chachal Ma'atakonez Benos Yisrael, Shei Pareh Besu Veshvashi Yomim, Ve'achekam Kons. Okay? That's the Gemara. Questions? Okay. So, did someone raise their hand? I didn't see.
No.
No, okay. So the problem with this Gemara is that we don't really understand how the Gemara begins. We do understand the Maskon. Maskon is really a Tzvei Dinim. There are two reasons, not Tzvei Dinim, but Tzvei Taim. Two reasons why Basula Nitzis Liyam Harbi, Bold, Mashkul, Levezdin, and Shokri. The question is, how does the Gemara begin? Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Yirah Rishmol, Nivneima, Amar Basula Nitzis Liyam Harbi. Why is it that Basula Nitzis Liyam Harbi? And then the Gemara goes off to talk about the Zonas. What's the Havamir of the Gemara? What's Poshet, the simple Pshad in the Gemara? I mean, we do understand that Rashi helps us. Rav Yosef is troubled with this kasha. Right? What's the kasha? You're bringing in mizonos. Why bring in mizonos? Toli tanya below tanya. It's all involved with the original statement. And there's kashas with the original statement. But the kasha, Rav Yosef's kasha, is so obvious that we don't understand what the havamin of the original statement of Rav was for the chalak. It's such a peladika kasha. The answer is obvious. What's the answer? Your statement's on the Mishnah. So look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells you the reason. What's the Havam of the Gemara? So I understand. Maskon is good. Shoktim. The real kasha is betinase liyom yom rishon. But what's the havamin of this kasha? Nimah amr basul and isis liyom arvi. It's poshut. Mashkim lebezdim. What is? We don't understand how the Gemara begins. What's the kasha of the Gemara? What's the teretz of the Gemara? Who's bringing him his own asin? We have a Mishnah. We know what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah gives us the halacha. Basul and isis liyom arvi. And the Mishnah tells us a reason. We have a din. We have a reason. Everything's great. What's the problem? What's the Gemara saying? What's the kasha of the Gemara? And what's the parents of the Gemara? Why do we have to bring up mizonos here for? You know what the answer is. The Gemara, the first line of the Gemara is pile klayim from beginning to end. The pile is Rabbi Yosef's kasha is not even a good enough kasha. Forget about Toli Tanya and the low time. That's irrelevant to me. I have more basic questions than that. My questions are, what's the Kasha of the Chalal? The Mishnah tells us the reason why the Sulanis is the Omer. And secondly, what's the answer? Mizonos? What does the Mizonos have to do with this? What do you have to bring up Mizonos for? I have the answer in the Mishnah. So the beginning of the Gemara is Mamish Pilei Pom. Rav Yosef sets us straight. He gives us a new reason of Shokhi, but how do we even get the first base in this Gemara? So who's the first to be bothered with that? Tosfos has this kashya. Mipneimah amar besul nisis liyom harvi lefisha shaneinu chulei. Ein shoel hatam lo menisis berbi. The Tosfos immediately tells you, don't be confused. Rav Yehuda Mishmo was never saying, that his kashya was never, why besul nisis liyom harvi. That's not ridiculous. That's obvious. I don't need any amora to ask that kasha. That's in the Mishnah. It's a kasha. That's not the kasha. So what was the kasha? That's Taisa Dim Kain. Lo Hava Mishani Midi. That's the case. What's he answering? What's the answer, Mizonos? I don't know. I would have asked an even more basic question than Tosfos. I would have said, if that's Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel's kasha, so then what is he in the kasha for? I have the answer in the Mishnah. Tosfos has a different line of it. He says, if that's his kasha, then what's his teretz? Right? How is Mizonos an answer to that kasha? It's not a good kasha. Tosfos's kasha is a good kasha. But I think there's an even more basic question than Tosfos's kasha. That is, it's not in the Mishnah. I don't need the kasha of the cloud, where the Yudam Shmuel's kasha, you know, never even began, because the Mishnah already tells you why the Sloan is the Yom Rav. Either way, so what's Tosis Pshar? Elohal Perushim. In the Ma'a Amru Klomar, my naf demina shetikushin is his verb. The kasha of the Gemara was not why does a besula get married on Wednesday? The kasha of the Gemara was, what's the nafkemina that the besula gets married on Wednesday? That, what's the reason she gets married on Wednesday? But what's the nafkemina that she gets married on Wednesday? My nafkemina shetiklu shenisis berbi. What's the nafkemina? What's talking to the parents? Mishani, nafkemina le'inyin mezonos u'chum. Nafkemina is for mezonos. If he gives man below nisim on Wednesday, then ochlos mishalova ochlos b'chum. If he gives man below nisim on Sunday, then it's not ochlos mishalova ochlos b'chum. That's the give and take according to Tosfos. But the kasha Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel asked is, what's the nafkemina that she's getting married on Wednesday? His parents said the nafkemina is in mezonos. Why did they get married on Wednesday? That's because of Mashkev and Bezdin. That's the time of Hakon. What's the nafkemina? That Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel said the nafkemina is in mezonos. Continues Tosfos. The Rav Yosef Kamatama Mori Davram Hanaf Usa Mafarsha Behenya. Rav Yosef's kasha now is, what do I need that nafkamina mezonos? The nafkamina of Besulin is the Omer of these Mufarsha the Mishnah. Jumhaila Kanas Besulin. Bumeniach Nafkusa Zu Alufresh as the Topis Nafkusa Achimir. And Rav Yudah Mishmuel is leaving that nafkamina and he's mentioning a new nafkamina of mezonos. That's what Rav Yosef was troubled with. The statement Rav Yehuda Mishmuel was making was my nafkamina, that's the kasha, my nafkamina that nisis liyom haravim. Not what's the reason why nisis liyom haravim. That's pashtim. I don't know what Taz was going to mash from the Bezdin. The question is, what's the nafkamina? But the daddy said nafkamina is liyom mezonos. Frank Rav Yosef say, Why should you mention that nafkamina? Nafkamina is imhayol tanas besulam hayom mashkim rebezdin. That's the nafkamina. The nafkamina. What's the nafkamina that tiklu shenises berbi? I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. Nafkamina is for tanas besulam. Not the nafkamina from mizonos. Our Mishnah has everything in it. Rav Yosef says it has the reason and it has the nafkamina. The nafkamina is le'inyan tanas besulam. Why do we need this new nafkamina of mezonos? That's how Tosfos understands the shakal of Ma'ariv Ma. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel was asking, what's the nafkamina that this is Liyom Harvi? Not the reason. The reason is Mashmuel and Esther. He was asking, what's the nafkamina? The night he answered, the nafkamina is mezonos. That Rabbi Yosef asked, what do you need nafkamina of mezonos for? The nafkamina is before the mission. Nafkamina is the Ma'ariv Tanis Mesula, Ma'ariv Mashmuel and Esther. Dead places. Questions? So Tosfos also is pilling from. I mean, it helps us a little bit because it gives us an understanding that the original statement Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel makes is not asking what the reason for the Sulam is the Omer of Yehudis. That's just too basic. That's too basic. But even Tosfos' chat is difficult. What's the Lashon? The Lashon of the Kasha of the Gemara, Mipnei Ma Omru Besula Nisis Liom Harvi. What does Mipnei Ma mean? My Nafkamina? That's not what Mipnei Ma means. Mipnei Ma means why. Not what's the Nafkamina. It means why. You're asking a reason. So, if you're asking a reason, that's not my Nafkamina. Tosfos Pshat is better than the Pashat Pshat that we suggested originally, because the Pashat Pshat is just really fun. It's just too difficult to fathom. Because it's just so Pashat that the reason for the Sula Nisis Liyom HaRavi is Mashkim LeBezdin that we don't understand Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel's state. But Tosfos is not too much better. Because Tosfos just reinterprets Mipnei Ma to mean my Nafkamina. That's not what Mipnei Ma means. How can you change the Pashup Shah of the Gemara? That's not the Pashup Shah. How can you just change the Pashup Shah of the Gemara? So a group of Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashivar, a number of the Chachmei Sforad, they suggest a different Shah in the Gemara. A very fascinating Shah. What does Ramban say? If you have a COVID, let's open Ramban, let's look at the figure. What does Ramban say? Ramban says in Dirmas the Gemara, Hachi Karkashale. Tinose be'echa b'shabes. Then Yeshlo and Kaidas Besul and Yashkin Lebesdin. The Hachi Kamer says Ramban. Heich Omru, Shetinasi Bedala Dafgam. Vahadar Amat Taima Mishamashkin Lebesdin, the Chashulik, Kure Daita. The Ramban learns that even in the beginning of the Gemara, even before Rabbi Yosef tells us that the kasha is the tinasei be'echad b'shamas, that was the kasha from the beginnings of the Ramban. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's kasha, even from the beginning, was not why is it pesul nisus liyom harvi? No, that wasn't. The kasha wasn't, why did she get married on Wednesday and not on Tuesday, or not on Thursday? No. But Yehuda Mishmuel's kasha from the beginning was, why did she get married on Wednesday and not on Sunday? I know that the Mishnah tells me the reason, Mashkim Lebesdin. But if the reason is a Kurei Daita, if that's the only reason why the Sulam is Leil Ravi, so that reason applies to Sunday also. So why is Besul Nisus Liyom Ravi? Let her get married, Liyom Rishon. That was Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's hash. You see, according to the Pashut Pshat and according to the Taistris, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel wasn't asking Nasei Be'echad B'Shabbos from the beginning. According to the Pashut Pshat, he was asking why. That's Goshne. And but that's what the Pashut Pshat was. According to Taistris, he was asking, what's the Nafkamina? It's also difficult, but Neymar doesn't sound like my Nafkamina. Comes the Ramban and said, no. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel from the beginning was asking, what? Tinasei be'echad b'shabbos. I know, b'tzul nisus liyom harvi, my lochanos b'sulam, my mashkin lebezdin. I know that. But that reason can apply to echad b'shabbos also. So why do they dafka get married? Why does a b'sulam dafka get married on Wednesday? Let it get married on Sunday. That was Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's kasha from the beginning, according to the Ramban. So what's his answer? What was his answer from the Zonos then? Go up the Ramban like this. The Nichale, Nomdalin, Nichale means Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, thought the answer was, Nomdalin Roy L'Nisun Yosef Me'echad B'Shabbos. That Wednesday is a better time for Nisun than Sunday. Shemigiyas Ma Me'echad B'Shabbos Eva Malo L'Mazonos. Wednesday is a better time for Nisuin than Sunday. And what's the silly? What shows me that Wednesday is a better time than Sunday? Mizonis, right? Mizonis is the nafkamina that shows me a difference between Wednesday and Sunday. What is the difference between Wednesday and Sunday? Read the Ramban. The Fikach Tnan Liyom Haravi, Wednesday is better than Sunday. They really should get married on Wednesday. Avol im rotsa kones av be'echad b'shabbos kidik chani sefer taima. Says the Ramban, the reason of mashkin lebezdin can apply equally to Sunday or to Wednesday. So im rotsa kones afilu be'echad b'shabbos. If he wants to get married, he can get married back on Sunday. So how is Wednesday better than Sunday? Ramban is assuming like this. On Wednesday, if you give us the man, there's a chiyuv of nisu. It's chayiv to get married on Wednesday. If you give us the man, it's chayiv to get married. On Sunday, in rotsa kones, that's the lashon of the Ramban. He's not chayiv to get married, but in rotsa kones, he's allowed to get married on Sunday. Right? The chashash of the kurei daita doesn't apply on Sunday. Just like it doesn't apply on Wednesday, it wouldn't apply on Sunday either. So because a kurei daita is not a problem, if they got married on Sunday, there is a bezdin that's yoshev on Monday. So he could be mashkin lebezdin on Monday. So is he allowed to get married on Sunday? Yes. In rotsa kones. But he's not mechuyev to get married on Sunday. It's not the Iker Zman of Nisun. The Iker Zman of Nisun is on Wednesday. And if Taka Higia's man, he's chayev to get married on Wednesday. But on Sunday, he's not chayev to get married, but if he wants to get married, then he can get married. In Ratzo Kones. But he's not chayev to get married. So Wednesday is more of the Zman of Nisun. It's the Iker Zman of Nisun. Sunday is a Zman of Nisun in the sense that he's allowed to get married on Sunday. The chashash of a kurei neither will be satisfied if he gets married on Sunday. But it's only Ratzah Kones. He doesn't have to get married on Sunday. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Ben Shmuel was saying, that the Nafkamina is for Mizonos. Because Wednesday is the Iker day, he gives Manavelo Nisun, Olkos Mishalova, Olkos Bichum. That's the Iker day. Not only is he allowed to get married, but he's mechuyev to get married then, if he gives man. So then he'll have to give him his own if he gives man. But on Sunday, he might be allowed to get married on Sunday, but he's not mechuyev to get married on Sunday. So therefore, if he gives man, then they wouldn't be ofos b'shulava ofos b'shulava. That's how the Ramban understood Rabbi Yehuda Ben Shmuel said. Ribnei Ma'amru means, why get married on Wednesday, get married on Sunday? So to that, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Shmuel says, no, Wednesday is the Iker Zman. I understand that Kurei Daita will be satisfied even if you get married on Sunday, but Wednesday is the Iker Zman. And because it's the Iker Zman, if he gives Zman below Nisu, Olchos Mishlova, Olchos Mishlova, if he gives Zman on Wednesday. But Sunday is not the Iker Zman, so therefore there won't be Olchos Mishlova, Olchos Mishlova. So to that, Rabbi Yosef asks, I don't understand. Who's mentioning Mizonos? You're telling me that Wednesday is better than Sunday. How do you know Wednesday is better than Sunday? How do you know Wednesday is better than Sunday? You're mentioning a Mishnah of Yigiyah Zman Belon Yisum. The Mishnah of Yigiyah Zman Belon Yisum doesn't mention any difference between Wednesday and Sunday. So Mehecha Teisa, that's it. There's a difference between Wednesday and Sunday. Where do you come off to assume that there's a difference between Wednesday and Sunday? I don't see any difference. Why is there a difference between Wednesday and Sunday? And why are you told that there's a difference in Mizonos? Who mentioned Mizonos? You're invoking the Mishnah Daf Nun Zayin. The Mishnah Daf Nun Zayin itself didn't mention any difference between Wednesday and Sunday. So why do you mention such a difference? Mehecha Teisa, there should be a difference. That one is Iker, one is Tafel. I do understand what you're saying, that if Wednesday is the Iker's man, and it makes sense that Yigiyah's man will miss the result of Mishlova, of the by Wednesday, but not by Sunday. And I can understand why maybe you'll say that Mesula Nisa is Liyom Harbi and not on Sunday because Wednesday is the Iker day, but why? Why? We still haven't answered the $64,000 question, and that is why is Wednesday better than Sunday? Dr. Rabbi Yosef, the real statement Rabbi Yehuda Ben Shmuel made is why is Mesula Nisis Liyom Rabi and not Liyom Rishon? It's because of Shoktu. In Achanami, Wednesday is not the Iker day. Sunday is the secondary day. And you're talking right. Yigiyah's man velo Nisu, if it's Yigiyah's man on Wednesday, Olchos Mishalom. Yigiyah's man on Sunday, it's not Olchos Mishalom. Why? Why is Wednesday the Iker day? Because of Shoktu. Shoktu Chacham Azakanas Menos Yisrael, that you should be Tareach for 3 days. And that's why we don't want them to get married on Sunday, because you won't be Tareach on Sunday, and you won't be Tareach for 3 days if they get married on Sunday. Okay, that's the Shoktu of the Kayyam Yimah. Let's just look at the next Dibur Maskil in the Ramban, because he explains it through, okay? Okay, let's pick it up from the Kashalei, the very end of the Dibur Maskil Yimah. 4 lines up. My time ain't malalot. Why doesn't he give him his own? Tinase be'echa b'shavas, v'yalala b'shavas. You're telling me that there's a chilling between Yom Dalet and Yom Rishon. Yom Dalet is Ike, Yom Rishon is not. Mech Daisy. And should he malon his own son, Yom Rishon also be Yisman? Shalati Mishnah Seinu, lo tiknu Dalet klal, el Mishon Shiashkim Lebezdin. The reason why the Sulan is Yom Rabi is because of Yashkim Lebezdin. The time applies equally. So why not the Rebbe? Dr. Ramban, the high damer told me Tanya the Mefarish Taima. What does Rabbi Yosef mean when he says, told me Tanya the Mefarish Taima, the Tanya the Lom Taima? What does that mean? He doesn't mean that the reason for the distinction between Dalit and Rishon is mentioned on Mishnah. It's not. But Mishnah says Mashkim LeBezdin. That applies equally to Wednesday and to Sunday. That's not what Rabbi Yosef meant. Ela Hodikamer, Heli Kali Masnisim. Tani Bot Taima Vimanisis Verbi, Vindavashain Botam. You are being told the Mishnah of Vimanisis Verbi with something that doesn't have a Tana. What does that mean? The Higufa Minole Tam, which Lokinasi Echad Shabbos, Lokibay Mazonis. You're telling me that Echad Shabbos is not an Ikkar time to get married. And as a result of that, we don't say, if he gets man, Ochos Mishalo. Where does it say anything about Lokibay Mazonis beyond Risham? Where does it say, the Mishnah that talks about Mazonis, where does it say that there's a difference between Dalit and Risham? Again, you're invoking Mizonis and trying to explain that Dalit and Rishon are different. One is Iker, one is Tafel, and it relates to Mizonis. But that Mishnah of Mizonis doesn't tell me any distinction between Dalit and Rishon. So, Mehechim Naisi. Says the Ramban, a beautiful statement now. Even though the Mishnah of our Mishnah is not enough for Echad B'Shamis, what does that mean it's not enough for Echad B'Shamis? Yashkin Lebezin is not enough for Echad B'Shamis? What does that mean, it's not enough for Echad B'Shamis? It's not enough to tell me what?
It's why Wednesday, not Sunday.
Right, it's not enough to tell me why Echad B'Shamis is low. It's not enough to tell me that you can't get married on Echad B'Shamis, because Yashkin Lebezin can apply Echad B'Shamis rules, huh? You come up on time of time, the fact is there is a time. The time of Yashkin Lebezin is in the mission. It's there. Can't deny it. Since the time applies to limit the takana to Wednesday, not other day, the kolil nami echa b'shabbos v'adayim, and the Mishnah seems to include echa b'shabbos with the other days. How are you tole a distinction between Wednesday and Sunday? Nochamo. How are you tole a distinction between Wednesday and Sunday in the Mishnah of Mizonos that doesn't make any mention of such a distinction? I hear what you're saying, that if Wednesday is Iker and Sunday is Tafel, so then there should be such a distinction. But Mehechatezi, you're tole in the Mishnah of Mizonos, the Mishnah itself doesn't say there's any difference between Wednesday and Sunday. So why should you distinguish between the two? That's how the Ramban understood the Gemara. So they all say, what's the distinction based on? It's not the distinction is based on the Zonos. The distinction is based on a new idea of Shoktu. The Zonos will be a Nafkamina. But basically what comes out is that the reason why Tinasi B'Dalin and not Hamishi or Shlishi, that's because of Mashkim Lebezdin. But that wouldn't explain why Tinasi B'Dalin and not Berishon. Comes Rabbi Yosef and says, no, there's another reason. And we'll see later in the Gemara of Gimel and Beis, Shoktu is a brisa. It's not just the Amorim. It's not just for the Yudah Rishmur. It's a brisa that says Shoktu Kachar Matakan is Menosisur. Dr. Vyal said, Shoktu is the reason why Tinasi B'Dalin and not for Rishon. Okay, so we have two different timing that are coming here. Questions? Okay, let's chart that. Noah, if you'll flip to the file, then we'll look at it together on the screen.
So, yeah, but we can't see you. We can't see you now.
Good, perfect. Right. Okay, so if you see the chart, we have over here. Again, we have Rabbi Yosef number one, we have the Teretz, the Kasha, Rabbi Yosef number two, and then the final Teretz. So let's see how the Gemara look. Let's see what the Gemara looked like according to the Pashuk Shah. Right? If the Ma'am Rabbi Sulanis is Yom Rabbi, what was the first Kasha of the Gemara? According to the Pashuk Shad, the Kasha was, Ma Hatam L'Masnis. What's the reason for the Mishnah? Mishnah says, Besulanis is Leon. Hey, what's the reason? So to that, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel answers, Yom Aleph Eino Malo L'Mizonos. The reason is that on Sunday, if you give Zonos L'Niso, you don't get Mizonos. But that's why she's Nisis Leon Revi. That's what it sounded like to the Gemara. So the kasha, the Rabbi Yosef's kasha is, what does Mizonos have to do with the Mishnah? talking about a Mishnah. Tali Tanya, but Lo Tanya. We're talking about a Mishnah. It says, make some Mishnah bezomos. Why do you mention the Mishnah? So, Rabbi Yosef, no. The real kasha is, Tinasei be'echad b'shamis. Why Ravi let her get married on Echad b'shamis? It's very shocking. That was the poshup shot of the Gemara. Tosfos said, come on. Tzarechin and the Pshat Pasha. Go back to the first box thing. Tzarechin, what's the Tzarechin and what's the difficulty in the Pasha Pshat? First of all, what's the Kasha? In Ma'ar, Basul, and Isis, Liom HaRavi. It's Mefurish, the time is Mefurish in the Mishnah. Well, what's the Kasha? And secondly, what's the Teretz? The eating of Mizonos is not a reason for why she's Nisis, Liom HaRavi. It's a good enough demeanor, but it's not a reason for the Pakon. So that's difficult. That Pshat Pasha is difficult. So then we have Tosfos. How did Tosfos understand? What does that mean? What's the reason? What's the time for the Mishnah? Nah. What's the nafkamina shenisis liyom harvi? But to that, Rabbi Yosef answered, Mizonos. And then he asked, what are you talking about? Toli tani b'lo tani, the nafkamina is mefurish in the Mishnah. My lo tani is besulam, in mashmi lebezden. What do I need Mizonos for? That's not the nafkamina. So he reinterprets, he says, no, the kasha was tinosi b'echa b'shabes, and what's the answer? Shokhtu. Comes the Ramban and says, that's also difficult. Ramban doesn't actually ask the kasha in Tosfos, but we ask, what's the tzarachin in Tosfos? The lashon of the kasha in Neymarah doesn't sound like my nafkamina, it sounds like, what's the reason? What's pshat? What's the real pshat? Comes the Ramban and the Rashba and others, says, you know what the pshat was? The kasha from the very beginning, from the unfan, the kashavim from the very beginning was Tinasei Be'echa B'Shabes. What's that kashavim? Why does she get married on Wednesday, not on Tuesday, not on Thursday? No, it's why does she get married on Wednesday, not on?
Sunday.
Good. I see that you're listening. Right? Why does she get married on Wednesday, not on Sunday? Because the time of the Mishnah, the time of the Masnisin, Shayach, on Sunday. So comes Rav Yosef, comes Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, and he answers what? In box number two? Wednesday is the Ikkis marriage from Yisrael. On Wednesday, you're Chayev to get married. Sunday, it's Mutter to get married. You can get married in Ratz HaKonis. But Wednesday, you're Chayev to get married if he gives man. Again, if you give us man on Sunday, you know, Mukhuyu, but in Rotzakom. If you give us man on Wednesday, you're chayek to get married. That's the difference between Wednesday and Sunday. That's why you shouldn't get married on Sunday. Get married on Wednesday. Factor of Yosef. Why should I distinguish? Box number three. Why should I distinguish between Wednesday and Sunday? You haven't given me a reason. You've told me what the nafkamina is, but you haven't given me the reason. And why are you told me the reason in Mizonos? What's the. Why does. What does Mizonos have to do with anything? As the Ramban says, the Mishnah that mentions Mizonos doesn't even give the reason. So why are you told that? What is your reason to distinguish between Wednesday and Sunday? And why are you told that a distinction in Mizonos? You want to give the distinction, so give the distinction. But why be told it Mizonos? That comes to the Gemara and says, no, the Kasha is the Yosef Echad B'Shabbos, and what's the answer? The answer is not Mizonos. Mizonos is just an afkamina. The real answer is what? One word. What? Shokhtu. The answer is Shokhtu. The answer is Shokhtu. So Yom Rishon is not as good a time to get married as Yom Ravi. Right? In fact, according to the Maskona, maybe Taka, you're not supposed to get married on Sunday. It's not in Ratz HaKonis. We thought maybe Yom Ravi, you're chayev to get married, but Yom Rishon in Ratz HaKonis, maybe once Chazal made a Takana of Shokhtu, you're not allowed to get married on Sunday. Right? You can only get married on Wednesday. Now we have a full Mishnah. We have a Mishnah, and now we explain it with another member of the Amorim, which later we'll see as a Braisa, that really the reason why the Sula Nisa is the Omar Vi is two reasons together. Because of the Chashash of Bikuri Daita, the Pilot Pass, the Sula Meimad, and Lebezden, that's why she gets married on Wednesday, not on Thursday, not on Tuesday. Why does she not get married on Sunday? Shock. Because of Shock, she doesn't get married on Sunday, but Dafta on Wednesday. Okay, that's the given. Questions? Any questions? Okay. Yes? No?
No.
Okay. So now at least we have an understanding of the Shaka Lekai and Sumi. But there still is a question to be asked. That is, the Gemara's Mechadesh, the reason of Shaka. Shaka was not in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Besula Nisus the Yom Harvi. Now that Rav Yosef is mechadesh a new reason of shaktu to the Shmuel's reason, let's say, right? Shmuel's mechadesh this new reason of shaktu. So the question is, why is that not in the Mishnah? Why doesn't the Mishnah say? The Mishnah should be giving us a full complement of reasons for the halacha that's mentioned. Why only give the reason of Imhayelo Tanis Vesulam Yamashka Lubazni? That only answers the other question. It only answers why Wednesday as opposed to Tuesday or Thursday. It doesn't answer why Wednesday and not Sunday. The Mishnah didn't do a full job. I hear what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, I hear what Rabbi Yosef is saying. I need the reason of Shaku also. But once I need that reason, so why mention it in the Mishnah? The Mishnah doesn't mention Shaku. So this Kasha is a Kasha that many of the Rishonim are troubled with. The same Ramban, right? The Ramban earlier. The Rashba, Ritva, a lot of the Chachmei Svar are troubled with this kasha. What does the Ramban answer? Ramban says there's a reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention Shaktu. Why? It's up to Ramban and the Rasul Vaho. Ramban says, Hayu Taima Nami, at the very end of that Dibu. Hayu Taima Nami Gloktoni Vimasnisim Mefurit Shaktu Libesula. Imam Hashem has the kasha. He says, why doesn't it say Shaktu in the Mishnah? Because if the chosen were toreach from before Shabbos, they can't get married on Sunday. It's not a chok v'loyava that they can't get married on Sunday. They can. It's a function of tircha. Shoktu chacham al takonis benos Yisrael. Shehei toreach besudah shloshi yom. If he was toreach, then they can't get married on Sunday. If Yesh lo kanas b'shtulim, Yashkin lebezden, then he'll be able to be Mashkin lebezden on Monday. Alma lo ketami, ela taima de ise la olam v'lo mechlefa. Zokta Ramban, the only reason we give in the Mishnah is a reason the lo mechlefa, a reason that applies always. What some of the Rishon would say, a reason that's kavua. Kavua. A reason that's not kavua, we're not gonna give in the Mishnah. We only give a reason that's kavua. So the reason of Mashkim Lebezden is not a kavua. That is kavua. That applies in all circumstances. But the reason of Shaktu doesn't apply in all circumstances because there are situations, say the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva, there are situations where Taka, they can't get married on Sunday. If he's Torah from before Shabbos and he has enough for the Suda, so then they could get married even on Sunday. But they're not going to be able to get married on Tuesday, and not on Thursday. That's a Chok V'lo Yavah. That's a Tam Kavua. So the Tam Kavua we have in the Mishnah of Mashkim Lebezden. The Tam Shaktu is not a Tam Kavua. Sometimes they will be able to get married on Sunday. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention. Okay? That's the Ramban. Comes the Shita Mekubet says, it says he thinks Rashi would argue with these Chachmei Svar, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva. Rashi would say, according to the Shita Mekubet says, that even if the Chosan is Toreach from before Shabbos to prepare the Sudas, they still can't get married on Sunday. Only on Wednesday. No. Shoktu is also a Tam Kavua. It's a Tam below plug. They can't get married on Sunday, only on Wednesday. According to Rashi, Zok the Shita Mekubetzes. Where did the Shita get this from? Got it from a Rashi on Daf Gimel Amarav. Let's all turn into the Gemara and Gimel Amarav. Gemara and Gimel Amarav is toward the bottom. It says the following. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Lo shonu elu mitakonas ezer ve'er. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says that this halacha, that Besulah Nisus Yom Harvi, it's only after Takanas Ezra. What was Takanas Ezra? Yom Sheni Yom HaChamishi, exactly. So Zakhar of Shmuel by Yitzchak, the din of Besul Nisus the Yom Rabbi is only after Kavana says Vashem, but they didn't come on El Vashani Vachamish. I will call them Takana Sezra, but they didn't come on Bechol Yom, Ishanis is Bechol Yom. But before Takana Sezra, but they didn't come on Bechol Yom, not just on Shani Vachamish. And the girl, the Besula, can get married any day, because he can be Mashkin Lebesdin, the day after, any day. Don't, doesn't have to only be Shani Vachamish. To call them Takana Sezra, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says that Ishanis is Bechol Yom. In fact, the Gemara, Kodim Takana Sezer, Maida Abba Abba. Well, what do you need a statement of Kodim Takana Sezer? Maida Abba Abba, whatever it was, it's before Takana Sezer. We're living in the days after Ezra, so like, what does it matter? Well, what does Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak want from us? It's off the Gemara, Hachi Ka'amar. Not Kodim Takana Sezer, but if nowadays we'll have a situation that's like Kodim Takana Sezer, Iika, but they didn't the Kruim Ha'idna. Ha'idna, can call them Takanas Ezra, Isha Nisus Bechol Yom. Iika, but they didn't the Kruim Ha'idna, can call them Takanas Ezra, if there are but they didn't the Kruim Bechol Yom nowadays, like it was called in Takanas Ezra, so then Taka Isha is Nisus Bechol Yom. That's what the Tzvah Yisrael was telling us. A Chiddush. But if Bate Dinim are only Kvuim B'Sheni B'Chamishi, then Isha B'Sula Nisa is Yom Harvi. But if Bate Dinim are Kvuim B'Chol Yom, like Takanas Ezra, then Isha Nisa is B'Chol Yom. In fact, the Gemara, Isha Nisa is B'Chol Yom, what are you talking about? I understand why Isha should be Nisa is B'Chol Yom if Bate Dinim are Kvuim B'Chol Yom, because there's no problem of what, which reason can apply B'Chol Yom? Ashkim Lebesdin, exactly, David G. But Shaktu can't apply every day. Habeinan Shaktu. Don't you still need Shaktu? And Shaktu tells you that they can only get married on Wednesday and not on Sunday. The Gemara did Tariach Le'eh. If he was Tariach before Shabbos, then Shaktu doesn't apply. Or maybe I should better say Shaktu is fulfilled. So if Shaktu is fulfilled, then they can't get married B'chol Yom. You can marry B'chol Yom because he has the Suda, so Shaktu doesn't apply. I, Ikure Daita? No. The time of Ikure Daita can apply any day because Bezdin is Yoshev B'chol Yom. But the Gemara says that if Batei Pnim are Yoshev B'chol Yom and Tariach Le, so Shaktu doesn't apply, Ikure Daita can apply any day, so Yishuz Nisus B'chol Yom. That's what the Gemara says in that Gemara. How do most Rishonim learn this Gemara? Ramban and the Ritva and Rashba, how did they learn this Gemara? But this Gemara, Gimel of an Aleph, is telling me that if Toreach lay, if the Chosin was Toreach and prepared the Sudas, then Shaku doesn't apply. If Shaku doesn't apply, then the Basula can get married any day that the time of Shemayashtim Lebezin can apply. If the chashash of Vikurei Daita can be satisfied the following day, then Isha Nisais any day that the Baal can come to Bezin the following day. Because if Tariach lay, then the time of Shaktu doesn't apply. That's how most Rishonim learned. And that's why the Ramban says that time of Shaktu is not a time kavua. It doesn't apply in all circumstances. It only applies if Lo Tariach Le from the Bushans. We assume that he's not going to be Tariach Le because, you know, the food's not going to last. It's not worth it to do it. But let's say he did, I don't know, let's say it's very cold outside, they can put the food, you can refrigerate it outside, they didn't have freezers. Now let's say you can refrigerate the food and it's not going to get spoiled. You can't prepare for the Bushans. Mara says if you can prepare for the Bushans, then time of Shaktu doesn't apply, and then we will be koveya that the woman can get married any time that Mashkin Lebesdin can apply. Because Dr. Ramban, that's how we go. Right? The time of Shaktu is not a time kavua, and that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention it, because it doesn't apply in most circumstances. It's a function of whether it applies, and if he was Tareach Lei from before, then it's not going to apply. Comes the Shikun Kompetzis and says, look, Rashi didn't deny the Gemara and Abdimu. But Rashi said, you know where the Gemara Daf Gimel applies? When did the Gemara say that if Tariach Lei then the time of Shaku doesn't apply in Ishanisis Bechol Yom as long as Mashkin Lebez and the Shara Kol Yom. When? When? If a woman can get married every day, Kodim Takanas Ezra or Heidna like Takanas Ezra, if she can get married every day. If the Chashash of Ikure Daita doesn't apply, then Isha Nises Bechol Yom, if Tariyah. We can ignore Shaktu, or we can say Shaktu is satisfied and Isha Nises Bechol Yom only if the Chashash of Ikure Daita doesn't apply Bechlal. If we can throw out Ikure Daita and not consider it at all, so then the only thing we're looking at is Shaktu. So if Tariyah Lay, and Shaktu doesn't apply, then they can get married Bechol Yom. But Zabdashid and Makabat says, Rashi would never say that as long as Takonas Ezra was Shayim, as long as Bezdin was not Yoshev Kol Yom, if Bezdin was only Yoshev Hashani and Bachamishi, so the Chashash of Ikure Daita does apply. Right? If they were to get married on Thursday or on Tuesday, then we're Taka afraid of Ikure Daita. Zabdashid and Makabat says, in such a case, Rashi would say, you can't change the date of the chasid. Even if Shaktu doesn't apply, it doesn't matter. They have to get married on Wednesday, Dafka on Wednesday, and not on Sunday. Because you would say, the Kuri Daika doesn't apply on Sunday, let them get married at least on Sunday. You understand that Bezdin is only initiated on Monday and Thursday. They can't get married on Tuesday, they can't get married on Thursday. But why not on Sunday, if Tariyachlay? If Tariyachlay, neither of the reasons apply. Not Ikure Daita, because Bezdin is Yoshev on Monday. Not Shoktu, because he was Taref before Shabbos. So why can't they get married on Sunday? Hamdashim Malatis and says, Rashi holds that if Ikure Daita, the Chashash of Ikure Daita is Shayim, on some days of the week, because it's after Takanas Ezra, and Bezdin is only Yoshev on Monday and Wednesday, on Monday and Thursday, so once Ikure Daita is a concern, then we're never going to let them get married on any other day besides Wednesday. Right? Even if Shaktu shouldn't apply, we're never going to let them get married on any day besides Wednesday. Why? Why? Why should he say that? Because we're afraid that if we allow them to get married on Sunday, they might make a mistake and get married on when? On Tuesday. Because people won't realize that Sunday and Wednesday are the only days. They'll assume, look, if you can get married on a day besides Wednesday, so maybe you can get married Bishar Hayam and Wolsa. If you're not concerned about Shaktu, if we say, oh, Tariach, let you get married on Sunday, so people think, oh, there are other days besides Wednesday. So if they think there are other days besides Wednesday, then they might make the mistake and say you can get married on Monday or on Tuesday. And that would be terrible, gewalt. Even if Mitzad Shoktu, it wouldn't be a problem. But Mitzad Akurei Daita, it would be Shreklich. Because there's no Bezdin that's Yoshev on the next day. Bezdin is only Yoshev on Monday and Thursday. So that's why claims the Shita Mechabetz as Rashi holds, when does the Gemara say that we can pilpul with the time of Shoktu? We can say that it doesn't apply in all circumstances. That's only if there's no Chashash of Akurei Daita at all. With Bezdin is Yoshev b'chol yom, which really is what the Gemara Daf Gimel is talking about, right? Ha'idna could call them Takanas Ezra. If Bezdin is Yoshev b'chol yom, and the Chashash of Ikure Daita doesn't apply, so then Taka, if Shaktu doesn't apply either, then Taka issues Nisis b'chol yom. But if Ikure Daita does apply, we're talking at the time of Takanas Ezra, and Bezdin is only Yoshev on Monday and Thursday, so then she can't get married on Sunday, even though a Kuri Daita is not a problem. And let's say he was Torah on four Shabbos. Sorry. No. Then Rashi would hold she can only get married on Wednesday, even if Shaktu doesn't apply, because he was Torah on before. If he was Torah before, then Shaktu doesn't apply. And also a Kuri Daita doesn't apply because Bezdin is Yosher on Monday. No, because we're afraid to make a mistake. We're afraid to make a mistake and think you can get married even on Tuesday. Because there is because the chashash of a Kurei Daita is shayach at this time. Because Bezdin's only Yoshev on Monday and Thursday. The chashash of a Kurei Daita still is shayach. It's not that Bezdin is Yoshev every day. So then we're not going to let you get married on any other day besides Wednesday because we're afraid of meetings. That's how the Shittim of Chavetz understood Rashi. Now, where in the world did he get this from Rashi? Which Rashi? Who Rashi? Where's the phantom Rashi the Shittim of Chavetz was Medayev in? Which Rashi? Anyone? Sorry?
The Tariyakle.
Exactly. Last Rashi I gave him an hour. Rashi said that the Tariyakle. In Tarach Lefnei HaShabbos V'tikin Tzarchei Suda Kontza Be'echa B'Shabbos El B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Which extra words are in this Rashi that he, the Shittim of Chavetz, is into thinking that Rashi was saying this Chiddush only in a certain place? You got it. Obisheni B'Shabbos. Notice Rashi says only in a case in which Isha Nises B'Chol Yom and Bezal is Yoshei B'Chol Yom. So then the Chashash of the Kriya Daik doesn't apply B'Chlah. The only question is whether Shakru should apply Sertori Achle, then we understand that Isha Nises B'Chol Yom. But Zavta Shinto Mekovat says in a case in which the Bezal is Yoshei only on Monday and on Thursday, then Rashi would never allow you to get married on Sunday. Even if Tariyach lay, if Tariyach lay, then Shaktu is not a problem. Yeah, Shaktu is not a problem. And Taka Ekure Daita shouldn't be a problem either. Yeah, but the problem is we're afraid they'll make a mistake and they'll think you can get married on Tuesday as well. So if Bezin is only issued on Monday and Thursday, then you can only get married on Wednesday. If Bezin, to say it differently, if Bezin is Yoshev only on Monday or Thursday, then the Tam of Shaktu is a Tam Kovua. Tam of Shaktu is a Tam Kovua. As opposed to the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, who hold that Shaktu is never a Tam Kovua. Toriach Lei, be my guest, get married on Sunday. The Shita learned from Asra Rashi, no, the Tam of Shaktu can be a Tam Kovua. If the chashash of a kurei daita is taka chashash, if it's a concern for me, if Bezin is only yoshev on Monday and Thursday, then the chashash of a kurei daita is a concern. And then shaktu the tam kavua. Now we're not going to allow you to get married on Sunday, even if a kurei daita is not a problem, because they'll be yoshev on Monday, because we're afraid that you might get married on Tuesday. Let's see the shita of Rebbe's inside. This is a shita that Gimel Dalet. Habinim and shaktu, yeah. A pasiv nala el, Shita says, I wrote earlier in Das Rashi, because he writes this also on the base of Al. The Lashita's Rashi, Davka hecha meleka takona says, the Isha Nisus b'chol yom, Budi Amina, the Chifariach le Nisus b'chol yom. When do we say Nisus b'chol yom? That's Davka when there's no takona says, when the Bezdin is Yoshe b'chol yom. Abel hecha the Ika takona says, the Eino Isha Nisus ele b'yom shemachroso Bezdin. We were talking this man, Takana says, when the woman can only get married the day after the Bezdin is Yoshev, the Chayshinam the Ekure Daita, because the Chashash of Ekure Daita then does apply, then says the Sheikh, the point here, she ain't her Isha Nises El Adam. And she can only get married on Wednesday. The Takana Kfuah Shamakam. There is a Takana Kfuah. It's a Takana. So now the Sheikh says something interesting. The Chayn Kasav her Ritfazal, the Mesechas Yavamas. The Ritva doesn't say this regarding Shaktu. He doesn't. He actually argues with Rashi. But the Shittim Gazes invokes the Ritva and Yavamas. The Ritva makes a general statement. Kol yidas chacham in prachem shelo lachlot b'gzei rasei v'takon rasei. The Ritva makes a general statement about takonas chazal v'lochlot. The Ritva says, generally, chazal makes gzei rasei v'takon v'lochlot. Why? What's the reason to make a takon v'lochlot? The ilo lo kaimiklam? If not for the low blood, then the takana is not going to stand. As we would say, the ilo ha, lo kaima ha. If you don't have a example of blood, like we had yesterday, according to Tosis, if you're not going to say the Sulanis is liom harvi, even by robe nashim, below blood, what's going to happen? Then by Asha's kind, of course, with Bas Gimel, they're not going to get married in yom harvi either, and that's going to be shraklach. Right? That's going to be terrible. So the concept of a lof blood is that Chazal will institute the takana even in a case where the reason doesn't apply, because they're afraid that if you don't apply the takana in that case, then even where the reason does apply, they won't be careful about the takana, and it will be terrible. The says the Shi'ud Mekumet says, V'hachi Yisa B'Kamidomi, that lotion of the Ramba, of the Ritva in Yuvonis, that the Ritva said in general about Zeros and Takana Chazal, the devil of blood, even though the Ritva himself doesn't apply the Shaktu, but He says in general that the gzeiros below plura are because we're afraid he lo valo kanamar. Says the sheet that it applies in many cases. Hilka, zot the sheet that imata omekinasi becha v'shabes hecha v'pariach lei. If you will say in a case where the chashash of the kurei daika does apply, because it's not yishin, this is b'chol yom, it's not that the batei dinim ayosh b'chol yom, they're only yoshvin b'sheni b'cham yishin. What's going to happen? Zok b'shita, ima tov reti nasi b'echa b'shava z'echa d'tariach lei, af hei mi nosu b'shar ha-yomim, b'lo yochusha l'chashash of the kurei daika. They won't be choshish for a kurei daika. They'll get married on what day? On Tuesday. Monday, Thursday, give out. That's the problem. So, Shoktu has to be a takana below plug. Whenever the chashash of the Kurei Daika can apply, then Shoktu has to tell me because we're afraid of it. Such a mud nizah. Mitzat Shoktu doesn't have to be below plug, but because we're afraid of a Kurei Daika, we have to make Shoktu below plug that they can only get married on Wednesday. Can only get married on Wednesday. So says the Shtir Mechubetzes a little bit further. The Zeu Shekosav Rashi de Tariach Le. Torah, the Vav, in Torah, Chule, I'm sorry. In Torah, Chule Be'echa B'Shabbos, O Be'ez B'Shabbos. Zot the Shita, that's what Rashi writes. Torah, Be'echa B'Shabbos, O Be'ez B'Shabbos. What does he mean? It means exactly what we said. And la'achi siyem arav, o b'sheni b'shabes, lomar, the keima di, boi nosu b'sheni b'shabes, the leka b'shem ekorei daita, the batinim k'vur b'chol yom, b'shem lachi, efa the tarach, boi nosu b'ach b'shabes. Aval ha'acha, tachana says, v'l amotzi nosu b'shem b'shabes, hu adin b'shar ha'yom, in b'lekom b'charasu b'ezdin, b'ikol mechaf, l'ekorei daita, afu lo yichtas b'echa b'shabes, afu lo d'tariach, l'ekorei Zok the sheet of the chashash of a kurei daika applies, then shoktu will say below plug. You can't get married on Sunday. Even if a kurei daika will be satisfied, no, you can't get married on Sunday. The iloha lo kaimaha. If we allow them to get married on Sunday, then they'll get married even on Tuesday and on Monday. And that would be terrible. This is how the sheet of Kabbalah is understood, Rashi. Okay? Questions? Comes the Rashash and adds to the Shita. Rashash also has this Deir and Rashi. Comes the Rashash and adds to the Shita, you know, it's really Meduik and Asubi as well. What does the Gemara of Gimel say? Amar Reb Shmuel by Yitzchak, Lushanu el mitachonas Ezra ve'elach. Avokot mitachonas Ezra, shebel tedirin kulim b'chol yom, ishin isu b'chol yom. So I asked the Rashash, why does Reb Shmuel by Yitzchak say the chilek is between kodim tachonas Ezra and achad tachonas Ezra? What should he have said? A chilek between what? Tariach lei and lo tariach lei. There's no difference whether it's kodem takanas Ezra or achad takanas Ezra. If he was tarach beforehand, then he should be b'chol yom. Meaning, if tarach lei, then the time of shakna doesn't apply. If lo tarach lei, then the time of shakna does apply. You want to know if your kurei daika applies or not? You have to know whether batei dinim ayosh b'chol yom or not. But that's irrelevant to shaktu. He's making a statement about shaktu. So when it comes to shaktu, to know when the shaktu applies, it's a function of whether he was tariach lei or not tariach lei. Why does he say lo shanu el mitachonas Ezra ve'elech? Zok the Rashash, I'll tell you why. Because it's dafka mitachonas Ezra ve'elech. Let me say that mitachonas Ezra ve'elech. Then the rule of shaktu always applies. It's dafka kodem takanas Ezra or bisman azeh in a situation where takanas Ezra doesn't apply, but the bezin is yoshev b'chol yom. It's dafka in such a place that shaktu wasn't said below plug. But at the time of takanas Ezra, then shaktu was said below plug. So you can't say that there's no difference. Right? The whole chiluk is tariach lei or lo tariach lei. That's not true. The chilek between tariach lei and lo tariach lei applies when after kodem takanas Ezra or ha'idna like kodem takanas Ezra. Ish and this is the yom. If the chashash of the kurei daita doesn't apply at all, so then bezdan are willing to distinguish in the takanas shakti. comes out, according to Rashi, there are like two parts to the Takan of Shem, right? If the Chashash of the Kureidite is Shayach, so then Bezdin will be Sakin Shok the Belot Klug, according to Rashi. But if the Chashash of the Kureidite is not Shayach Bechlal, if there's no day where a Kureidite would play a role, so then Bezdin will not be Sakin Shok the Belot Klug. Then they will be Sakin Shok the as a Takana, because they want the chassan to prepare the suda. But if the suda is not going to prepare, then Isha Nisus B'chol Yom. So it comes out according to Rashi, there really are two versions, two parts to the Takan of Shaktu. According to the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Riva, Shaktu was never said below Klod B'chol. The nature of Takana of Shaktu is that Chazal made a Takana that the chazan should prepare the suda for the kavod. So if the suda is prepared, then they can get married, then shok doesn't apply. And then the day that they can get married is a function of when Bezdin is yoshev. If Bezdin is yoshev b'chol yom, so then they can get married b'chol yom. Bezdin only yoshev on shei b'chamishi, they can only get married the day before. That's rov nishon. That shoktu is a takana that the chazan should prepare the suda. The nature of the takana is that the chazan should prepare the suda. So if he does prepare the suda, then the takana has been satisfied. According to Rashi, that's not the nature of the takana of Shabtu. The takana of Shabtu really had two parts to it. The takana of Shabtu, before takanas Ezra, Chazal made the takana of Shabtu, that takana was a takana. It's not below klug, just like the other Rishonim. They made a takana that wasn't below klug, where the nature of the takana is Chazal wanted the chazan to prepare. So that takana is a function of whether Tariach lay or not. If he prepared the suda, then they can get married. Even not on one hand. But after takana Ezra, Chazal modified the takana of Shaktu. After takana Ezra, then now we have a chashash of a kureidaita. Because they can't come to Bezdin every, he can't come to Bezdin every day. The Baal can only come to Bezdin on Sheni v'chamishchi. So then Chazal modified the takana of Shaktu to say that the takana of Shaktu now is below plug, because we're afraid that if we allow you to get married either on Sunday or Wednesday, you'll think that, look, there are multiple days that we can get married, so maybe Tuesday as well, maybe Monday as well. So in order to make sure that you'll dafka get married in the day where the chashash of the kureidaita will be satisfied, namely Wednesday, Chazal said dafka one day. Because if we say Sunday or Wednesday, we might get married Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday also, which would be a problem. So Chazal modified the Takan of Shaktu now to say that it's below plug. Below plug. Well, you could say even originally, Chazal understood the Bezdin or Yoshev of Chol Yom. So they said, look, if that changes, if Bezdin are only going to be Yoshev on certain days, then Shaktu is going to be a Takan of below plug. But if it remains this way, by quoting Takan of Sezer, or what? Or if it reverts to the way it is now, it reverts back at some later point that Bezdin is going to be Yoshev and Bechol Yom, so then the Takan of Shaktu doesn't have to be below Plug. But if Bezdin will limit their days, like we have during the time of Takan of Ezra, if Bezdin will limit the days and the Yoshev only to a few days in a week, then Chazal said that the Takan of Shaktu has to be below Plug. Because the Ilo Holo Kaim of us, so to speak, right? Then the takana, you know what the takana of Shaktu is? This man takanas Ezra, according to Rashi, the Shita Mechubes is Pshat and Rashi. You know what that takana is? It's not a takana that the chosan should prepare the suda. What's the takana? The takana was that Chazal were koveya al yom for nisuin. Chazal were koveya that the zman of nisuin is Wednesday. Period. In the Zman where there's a chashash of a kureidaita, Mishum Shoktu, Chazal were kovea a Zman for Nisuin, Dafka Wednesday. So then it doesn't matter. Chazal could have been kovea Dafka Sunday. But they have to be kovea one day. Because if you kovea multiple days, then they'll get confused, and then they're not going to come to Bezdin, right? They'll get married on Tuesday, Monday, Thursday. So Chazal had to be Kovea one day. It could have been Wednesday, it could have been Sunday. Why Wednesday, not Sunday? Because of Shachar. Because of Shachar, Chazal will cover it. But it's not that they will cover that the Chosin should prepare the Suda. They will cover a Zman for Nisuin. They will cover a Yom for Nisuin. That's what Chazal will cover. And because they will cover a Yom for Nisuin, she's talking, Nisa is Dafka Berevi, even if Tariach. Even if Tariach. This is how the Shita Mekovetzes understood Rashi. The Shita adds that this is Mamish Meduik and Rashi and Mishnah. Let's turn back to Rashi and the Mishnah with this, we'll close. What's the first Rashi on the Mishnah? What does he say? Besula, Nisa is Liyom Harvi. Hakonas Chachamim Yishetinasi Berevi Vishamas Kidim Mefarish Taima. What's strange about that Rashi? What does Rashi have to tell me in the Mefarish Taima? I see the Mishnah. But Rashi doesn't have to tell me the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's in the Mefarish Taima. Rashi sometimes says to the Mefarish Taima on the Mishnah, why? Because Rashi adds one word to that. What does he say in the Mefarish Taima? What?
Bigimara.
Oh, that's right. If the Mishnah doesn't give the reason, so then Rashi would say in the Mefarish Taima of the Gemara. But here Rashi doesn't say in the Mefarish Taima of the Gemara. Rashi just said to the Mefarish Taima. So if Rashi's to the Mefarish Taima really means to the Mefarish Taima of Masnisin, see, that's what you would have, I'm sure most of us when we read the Rashi, we figured, oh, Rashi's referring to the Seif of the Mishnah. But that's a Pella. Why would Rashi do that? Why would Rashi say that? We don't need that. We can get to the Mishnah. Most people read the whole Mishnah, and then they read the Rashi, right? When you read the first line of the Mishnah, read the Rashi, and then read the second line of the Mishnah. Most people are going to read the whole Mishnah. So what does Rashi have to say in the first time? You've read that time already. So what's the point of this? So the Shita Mekubetzes has a very difficult line over here. Diramaskal Leyom. The Shita Mekubetzes says, Efshed lahachi nami kosav Rashi takonas hacham nishetinosev v'chule. The Shita explains through this idea that Besula Nisis Leyom Harvi doesn't only, the reason for Besula Nisis Leyom Harvi is not just because Mashkin Lebez. But the Shita explains through that the Gemara is going to tell us that Dafka Revi and Arishon because of Shachar. It's going to add that point. And in fact, the Shita Mekubetzes says that the Tana is Merames to that point in the word Liyom Revi. Not the Sulanisi's Biyom Revi, but Liyom. Meaning, even if they're ready to get married on Sunday, they still have to wait. Liyom Revi. Wait till Wednesday. Wait till tomorrow. A couple of days. Wait till Wednesday. Tana is alluding to that idea of Shoktu, that they can't get married on Sunday, you have to wait Liyom Revi to Wednesday. That's the Shita. Maybe that's what Rashi was had in mind. Rashi was a rabbi to when he says, maybe that's what Rashi had in mind. What's the Shita Mekubetzes saying? Does someone want to explain? The Shita Mekubetzes means that when Rashi says in a Farish Taima, he means the Gemara. Rashi is saying, the Sula Nisis Liyom Arvi, Takonas Chachamim Yishetinasi Berbi B'Shabbos Kedem Mefarish Taima B'Gemara. Get to the Gemara, you'll see the Chazal say that besides the reason of Mashkin Lebezdin, there's a Sfarag Shachtu. So what's Rashi telling you? Because of Shachtu, Chazal were misakin what? Takonas Chachamim Yishetinasi Berbi B'Shabbos. Chazal were misakin a Yom Fenisuin. Chazal were misakin Dafka Wednesday is the day to get married. Dafka Wednesday. Why Dafka Wednesday? Meaning you should ask yourself, once you hear the reason of Mashkin Lebezdin and the Mishnah, you should ask yourself, even Sunday, why Dafka Wednesday? Comes Rashi and says, you'll get to it in the Gemara. You'll get to it in the Gemara Shoktu. When you get to Shoktu, then you'll realize why Chazal were Koveya Yom Revi as the Yom of Fenisuin. So, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, it's not much beautiful, because Rashi is telling me that Shachtu is not just a Svara, it's not just the time to explain that in addition to the problem of Mashkin Leves, that we also have this idea that that we want to make sure that the Baal is going to prepare the Suda, and because we wanted to prepare the Suda, so they can't get married on Sunday because the Suda is not going to be prepared. But you might think that, well, that's just Stamat Takana, that you should prepare the Suda, but if he prepares the Suda, then everything is fine. Comes Rashi and says, no, you will see the Gemara at the time of Shabbat. And what is the Takana of Shabbat? Takana of Shabbat is not that you should prepare the Suda. It's that because Chazal wanted to prepare the Suda. But on the other hand, Chazal wanted to be Koveya one day. Because Chazal wanted to be Koveya one day, so they have a choice, Sunday or Wednesday. But because they wanted to be Koveya one day, they stayed after Wednesday and not Sunday. And that's the Takana. Takana is not just to prepare the Suda. Takana was because they wanted him to prepare the Suda, but they have to be Koveya one day, so therefore it's got to be Wednesday. So according to Rashi, the Shita B'Kubetzis' version of Rashi, The Takana of Shabtu is not that he should prepare the Suda. It's more than that. It's that Chazal Rekoveya Dafka Wednesday. They have to get married on Wednesday, because only by getting married on Wednesday, both the Chashash of the Kurei Daita and the need for preparing the Suda are going to be sense. Okay? We'll stop here.
Thank you, Rabbi.